So, how did you do? Did you feel that you were able to speed up your reading a little bit? I hope so. Remember that our eyes have this natural tendency to go back and reread words, or what is called visual regression. When you use your hand, it makes it a lot harder or a lot more unnatural to go back and reread words. This is why using your hand is so effective. It also allows you to speed up your reading overall, which is the goal of this entire program. Okay, now if you'll look in your workbook, you will see a section titled Reading Backwards. Don't let this stress you out. It sounds bizarre, the concept of reading backwards, and I must confess that it is. I'll also say up front that this will work for many of you, and others it will not work for. What I mean by work is that some of you are going to like the technique and are going to choose to read this way in the future, and others of you are not. It can be a little confusing. However, my desire is to give you the most comprehensive speed reading program out there, and by teaching you this, I am giving you another skill that you can use to speed up your reading. If you like it, great. If not, move on to the next technique. No big deal. With that said, I want everyone to attempt it. The reason is that it will help you overall, even if you find it is a technique that you are not comfortable with. Here's why. I like to run. Well, let me rephrase that. I run a lot because my metabolism moves slower than most glaciers. I have to run to maintain a decent weight. When I watch others run, I notice that some runners will often put ankle weights on as they run. This strengthens their leg muscles as they run. It also confuses the brain a little bit and causes them to move more energy to lift their legs to run. Therefore, when the weights are removed, two things occur. The first is that their legs are stronger. The second result is that their brain was used to their legs weighing more, and it's using the same energy it did when the weights were on the legs to lift the legs and run, and this causes the runner to run faster with more ease. In essence, the brain was tricked a little. Speed reading, or reading backwards, is the same thing. In a sense, you're placing weights on your reading speed. This is going to confuse your brain, and I mean that literally. Your mind is most likely going to say, "Hey, what in the world are you doing here? You're not supposed to read backwards." But remember that this is simply an exercise that will be like a weight on your brain. It will actually speed up your forward reading speed. Now, a side note on this. When we say that this is reading backwards, it is only reading backwards in English or in our culture. You see, there are many languages that are actually read from right to left. Hebrew is one of those. So yes, it is different, and you're not used to it. However, it is not foreign to the human mind to read from right to left. Will you be able to read this way for comprehension? I don't know. It's going to be different for everyone. Yet I want everyone to attempt it. If you find that this is natural for you and makes sense, then you have just hit the jackpot. If not, you have at the very least performed an exercise that has worked out your mental muscles and sped up your overall reading. This is how it works. Just like before, you rub your hands across the page from left to right. The difference is that when you get to the right side of the page, you do not start over on the left. Instead, you work from that right side as you progress to the next line, and you are reading that line from right to left. Then once you get on the left side of the page, you progress from left to right. You do this all the way down the page. You are moving your hand from left to right, and once you get on the right side of the page, you are moving from right to left. You will move down the entire page this way, and this is reading backwards, and of course forwards when you are going left to right. You will find that it is somewhat of an S shape down the page. It is a backwards S. In your workbook, under the section Reading Backwards, you will see an example of the S shape that we are talking about. The next step is for you to practice this on a text of your choosing. Read three or four pages this way. Remember, pick something that is not confusing to you. Unless you're a physics professor, I wouldn't recommend a book on quantum mechanics. However, I do want you to practice this S technique or hand motion. Do not attempt to try and understand what you are reading. You are trying a new technique, and the most important thing right now is not understanding what you are reading. The most important thing right now is practicing these techniques and getting faster and working out your mental muscles. Now, before you do this, go to the page in the workbook that has a diagram of the S pattern under reading backwards. Rub your hand along this pattern several times. I want you to get a good feel for this pattern. Make sure that you feel comfortable with the hand movements before you move on to real text. Okay, now we're ready to move on to real text. Rejoin us after you have read 3 to 4 pages using this S technique, reading backwards. Remember, move fast and don't worry about comprehension. Stop the program now.